The Senate passes the Farm Bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Many will agree the most important piece of legislation concerning farmers, ranchers, and our food supply is the Farm Bill. And one side of Congress has done their part. Jonna Miller explains.
Many thought the odds were against it, but the Farm Bill has made it over a major hurdle. Senators approved their version of the bill in a strong bipartisan vote of 64 to 35.
We are really pleased that the Senate passed the Farm Bill. It's been a long time coming. It's something we've been working on for a good year and a half, and we passed it today with a really good margin.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the five-year, $500 billion legislation is a big change from farm bills of the past.
This is a real reform farm bill. You're talking about, for the first time in many, many years, actually reducing funding in the farm bill. We cut $23 billion out. We're probably the only committee in Congress that has really gone in and done something about the deficit reduction while they've been reauthorizing a program. We also cut out 100 programs out of the farm bill. And then certainly when you think about the commodity title, we made some major changes by eliminating direct payments, the target prices, the acre program, the disaster program.
But the farm bill still has to get through the House of Representatives and get a signature from the president before the bill expires in October. If that doesn't happen, more than farmers and ranchers will feel the repercussions.
It's important to know that when you talk about a bill that's going to cost almost $1 trillion over the next 10 years, that 80% of that funding is in the nutrition programs, primarily food stamps. Only 20% is things like crop insurance, commodity programs, conservation, rural development, livestock, research, those kinds of things. So the vast majority of the spending is nutrition programs, but it's a great partnership that we have in agriculture with the conservation community, the environmental community, and the nutrition community for us all to come up with programs that are good for our sectors.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.